We all know today is Halloween, but it's also the start of Dia de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead. But that title is almost a misnomer, since the Day of the Dead isn't just one day, and its focus is not really on the dead. In fact, if you ask Carmen and Zarco Guerrero, it is a celebration of life. The Guerreros are longtime Mesa residents. You may have heard of Zarco's storied career as a mask maker, sculptor, and performance artist here. And this year, they invited me to their colorful home as they prepared for Dia de los Muertos. Every year, the two organize a Dia de los Muertos festival in Steele Indian School Park, and in their own home, they set up a traditional ofrenda, a sort of altar piled high with photos of loved ones who have passed and offerings to welcome their spirits back to the world of the living. Carmen began our conversation by showing me around their ofrenda, which looked to me like an explosion of color, art, and memories.
So in this altar, I have my parents right there. We have Zarco's parents, and we also have Zarco's grandparents, this picture over here. It's them in their house. We try to also add friends and people in the family that have passed recently, so we have to spruce it up. The altar also must have flowers, so we have the marigolds, which is the flower of the dead, called Zempasuchil in the Nahuatl language. And the altar also must have papel picado, which is the traditional paper cutouts. This have been doing for thousands of years, used to be done with bark of trees, the tree bark. So now we have paper, so we do it paper, and now you can buy them in plastic.
Yes, you can. So you have the pictures here of past family, past friends. What's the idea behind the decoration of all of this?
The decoration is to remember the good things in life. So it has to have colors and flowers and also the smell, because on that night of November 2nd, we receive the visitors back. We welcome our beloved departed, their spirits back. So the food is what guides them. The smell of the food, the smell of the flowers, incense.
So on that night, you're going to cook, what, their favorite meals and set that up?
Yes, the favorite meals. You know, we make a big pot of red chile, so everybody will eat that. And remember Zarco's dad, that was one of his favorite food, was red chile. So keep the memory alive and keep talking about them, because they're not completely dead. They still live in our memory.
Let's talk a little bit about where this comes from. And Zarco, you can jump in here as well. But is this the same as All Souls Day, the Catholic holiday?
No, it's completely different. And that's what makes it so important. This is truly the most indigenous and the most American at the same time, and the most ancient, continually celebrated holiday in the American continent, perhaps in the world.
Where did it begin?
It began 3,000 years ago with the Olmecs, thousands of years before the coming of the Europeans and the introduction of the concept of All Souls. The Dia de los Muertos began here in the Southwest in the early 70s during the Chicano civil rights movement and was a form of resistance and affirmation. It was a protest that we were decolonizing our minds, decolonizing our culture. And actually, it's not about death at all. There's no word for death in the ancient Mexican language of Nahuatl. No word for death. That means death did not exist in their cosmo vision. What existed was transition, was rest, was repose, was leaving the burden of the flesh and the bones and the ego behind and transcending to the next realm.
How is it traditionally practiced in Mexico versus how it's practiced maybe here in the valley?
Well, in Mexico, you have the bones of your ancestors in your village. So there is a whole carpet of yellow petals of the flowers from the marketplace to the cemetery. And in Mexico, it's celebrated with lots of love and music. So people go to the cemetery, they take their foods. Not only they have an altar at home, but they go to the graves, they clean it up, they spruce it up, they put fresh flowers. They hire mariachis to come sing. It's an all-night vigil. And they actually eat on the top of the grave. But here in the Southwest, a lot of people have migrated here. So their graves are not here. Like Zarco is one of the few people whose ancestors are buried here in the Mesa Cemetery. So that's why we created a new way of celebrating, which is in a park. is open to everybody, and it celebrates this beautiful tradition in a community setting.
This seems like such a foreign idea, especially here in modern day America, right? Where it's like death is this very final thing. It's a sad thing. Like we wear black, right, at an American funeral. What is it? What's the difference here, and why is that important in terms of the celebration aspect of this?
Well, it goes to the core of our humanity. Death is a universal phenomenon. Every culture deals with it differently. So in the American modern culture, contemporary culture, you put the pictures on the wall, your parents, you know, probably died in a old folks home, you know, in a rest home. And it's very kind of like, how to say, it has a corporate way of dealing with it. So what we bring is this richness of our humanity that we remember. We remember our ancestors, we talk about it, and we celebrate them. We're not here just mourning and crying and feeling sorry because I lost my mom. Everybody's going to lose their mom and dad sooner or later, you know? But the fact that I can celebrate and remember how wonderful she was, the food that she liked, the songs that she liked to hear, the things that she liked to do. So that's the beauty of bringing in this kind of value. And I think that's why it's embraced by so many people.
So the idea of this holiday, it seems as if it's becoming pretty popular right now, like more popular than it has been in the past, maybe because of the Disney movie Coco, maybe because you're starting to see this kind of infiltrate pop culture in a way. And I wonder how you feel about that. I know there are voices out there that are concerned about the watering down of this or like the Americanization of this holiday. Is that something that you two are worried about?
Coco was created because it was so popular. Why? Because our population has exploded. The demographic has exploded. Culture is not something you hoard. Culture is something that you share. And this is just one tiny part, the tip of the iceberg of what is Mexico, what it has been in the past, what it is today, and the Mexican diaspora.
Well, we've seen how it has spread, like how people, other cultures have embraced. Like he says, culture is not something that we hoard, something that we share. So we like to share the fact that there's different ways of celebrating your beloved departed, and this is the way we do it. We remember them, we put flowers, we dance about it, we sing about it, you know, and there's passion and there's love. And I think that's the highest expression of our humanity.
So it sounds like it's okay with you that this tradition changes over time.
Well, yeah, culture changes. You know, it's not the same. We don't live in Oaxaca and we don't have access to thousands of flowers. We just have a few flowers, you know what I mean? So it's a different kind of thing. It's the evolution. You know, the change is inevitable.
Yeah. What we see is people appropriating, borrowing, if you will, the images, the iconography, and using it to sell product. We use the imagery to sell the idea of heritage, of culture, of continuity. When we lose track of our past, we have no clue where we're going. There's a saying, don't cry because they're gone, rejoice because they were here. And that's exactly what we do. The time to crying is over. We're remembering them, we're laughing with, we're invoking them. We're creating these altars to call upon them with flowers, with beautiful imagery of the calacas, the smiling skull, with the fragrance of the music, with the fragrance of the flowers and the food. We're enticing them back, and we're remembering them, and they never die. They're still alive. So we are connected to an ancient past and not to a past that was imposed upon us.
Carmen and Zarco Guerrera, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
As my Aztec ancestors would say, Tlazo Kamati.